Baruch Ata Hashem Noten La Ya'if Koach. So, short introduction, the Mishnah Brura brings down a machloket about this bracha. Apparently, the Shulchan Aruch would not say Shem U'Malchut for this bracha because it's not found in the Gemara and it emerged later in Jewish history.
When you say Shem U'Malchut, Shem Avaya.
They wouldn't say Ado Shem.
Right.
Either don't say it, or if you say it, don't say it with God's name.
Right.
But the Ramah brings down that we do say it, because the minhag has developed to say it.
Right.
And I heard some explain that perhaps the Shulchan Aruch is still thinking it's a bracha upon something that happened to you. So, like, you know, we saw the whole thing, Birchat HaShachar, things, you know, you open your eyes and you thank God.
Right.
So, and Don Le'ev Koch is not something that happened to you. And it's not in the Gemara, so you don't say it. But the Ramah thinks it's a Birchat HaShevach, it's a general praise. And since Am Yisrael took upon themselves to say it, so we say it. Similar to Rosh Chodesh Hallel, where originally we didn't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but the minhag of Am Yisrael became to say it, and therefore we even say it with a bracha, with a Shem Hashem, because it's a minhag mechayev. And I just came out of a shiur by Kippa, and they asked me, like, what are some other examples of a minhag which has become a halacha, and now I didn't have that many examples on the spot, but now I have so many that are percolating.
Right.
So it's cool, shkacham. Okay. So that's another thing I've got now.
So does Svarim say this bracha?
So I was just thinking, I think Svarim do say it. I'm pretty sure if you look in the Svaradim Surah, I've seen it. So I think the Svaradim followed the rest of Ami, so we'll have to ask our local Svaradi. Or just find a city and double check on that. But I don't know if we have any.
From the Yeshivat and the Kubalim.
There we go.
So let's see what the what your reader do. He says, see any bear for the shop here.
Look at that. What the hell is that?
So interesting. Spartans.
That's good order, isn't it?
Makes sense. After
wow.
After you put on your clothing, you're tired. You're like, oh, finally I'm up. You know, you're like, you have a little bit of strength. Ashkenazim.
No. You do the bracha before you do the action.
So what action?
You keep your eyes closed. You say Pekei Chavrim. You open your eyes.
Right.
You make the bracha, then you put on your clothes.
Right.
But you haven't really got up and got walking around yet.
Right.
So then you say Noten Yav Kayach, and then you start walking around.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Actually, cool.
Very good.
I never would have thought of that. So now the shaila is, so what do us Ashkenazim say at the end?
Right? Because it's not real bracha, because there's a shaila on it, because the Shulchan Aruch.
Maybe. Or maybe it has a totally different kavana. I mean, look where it's placed. We said, Ozei Yisrael Gvura, Otei Yisrael B'Tefara, What's the difference between those two brachot and all the rest of the brachot? Those are for the klal, right? It's about Yisrael.
Right.
I mean, it also has an individual. It's about the belt. It's about the tefillin, your kippah. Fine. But it's also about Am Yisrael. So perhaps for Ashkenazim, it's not about any specific event, waking up in the morning. It's a more Am Yisrael having koach to go through and to power through. I saw Rav Schwab suggested something like that.
Really?
So, I think it was Rav Schwab. Yeah. Yeah. That it's about, mean, it's about the goals.
We relate Ota Yisrael v'sifara tefillin, yeah?
Well, it has like a double meaning.
Right.
It has the hidden, which is like tefillin or perhaps kippah. We actually said kippah, although then we said afterwards that be'er sometimes means tefillin, so it could be either. But the Gemara, I think, relates it to kippah. And gvur refers to the belt.
Right.
But there's also on child level that it's referring to our Am Yisrael's gvur, Am Yisrael's tefera.
Right.
If you wanted to give a remez, what would an Ateliyev Koach refer to? What gives us...
Well, you're thinking just that Am Yisrael can keep going throughout the course.
Right, but that's what...
That's pretty...
It seems like
that's not my initial kavanah in the morning. You're tired and you're getting up. It's just like, you know...
Right. Yeah, it's certainly not the Pashup Shat. I agree. And Ateliyev Koach. Also, this language of Yaif.
Yeah, what is Yaif?
So I read in some Sfarim that Yaif first is something that's more intense than just like Ayif.
Same letters.
Yes, but Ayif is apparently like tired, and Yaif is like down, depressed, like broken.
You know, I don't know if I say Ayif or Yaif. I say the Yaif.
That's interesting.
The IF.
Yeah.
Hot child. Be careful with that.
You know what I'm thinking? Maybe it's like Koach is 14 knuckles, and 14 knuckles is 28.
Okay.
It's like the putting together of the hands of Am Yisrael joining together. That's what gives us strength. I don't know.
To the weary.
Yona matza bo manoach. Hashem yanuch yegiei koach. There it's yegiei koach.
Mm-hmm.
But also that first time Israel. Right? The dove that finds.
Exactly. Oh wow, it's amazing. It's amazing.
What?
It's taken from Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an amazing, I think it's the Haftorah of Lech Lecha.
Yes, it is. When I read that.
Right. So, which is amazing.
Why is that amazing?
No, it's just like great. It's a great quote. It's great. You know, when it goes off on Hashem.
Right, but we should.
Give strength to the weary. So it's not about being tired, waking up first thing in the morning. It's like probably weary of spirit or something like that.
Right. That's what Rishwab was saying. So should we look?
Because I thought it was IF, so like, you know, but it's actually YIF.
Right. It's totally different.
So cool.
Well, why don't we look up that Pasuk in Yeshaya and see what the context is.
Well, the easiest thing is to get it out. YIF, where does it come from? It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, so it's not in the Gemara.
Yeah.
So who makes it up?
It's an interesting question. I don't know.
Or is it just Israel throughout the generations?
Yeah, like, I don't know if the Gaonim made it up or something. I mean, someone made it up at some point.
It existed at the Shulchan Aruch's time.
Yeah. Sometime between the Gemara. Yeah. I mean, there's a Sevaraim, there's a Gaonim. There's a lot of people who could have made it up. A lot of hundreds of years here. But no one's quite sure. It's really interesting. So yeah, it really could have been talking about the Golas. It's not necessarily such a drasha. And maybe that's why it's at the end of the brachot.
But it's falling, put it right in there. And they have it in a much more IF way. I wonder what they say. Page 13.
Yeah, the same Russian of IF. Of Yaif.
Yaif, yeah, they still got Yaif.
Well, the psukim in Yeshaya were playing off Yiaf and Yaif, and yeah, that's
right.
But it would be interesting. I mean, I would have to. I gotta get like a little Bar Ilan, just look up when does Yaif come up in Tanakh and what does it mean. But it seems like we're on the right track, though.
Cool.
All right, I'm gonna go Vayzer.
Mm-hmm. Let's go right. Back. What are we doing?
Going
back.
No, let's finish. Let's finish Birchot Shachar.
Well,
it's gonna take a while, but this is good. Okay, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Malach Olam. Hama'avir Sheina Umeinai Tnuma Me'af Apai. Who makes sleep pass from me, from my eyes, and slumber from my eyelids.
Now what's the difference?
What is the difference?
What's Tnuma? I don't really know that.
So it seems that Shat level Shina is like deep sleep.
Okay.
Or Aryam, whatever.
Yeah.
And Tuma is like Nim below Nim, the Gemara says it's like a little nap. So whether it's slumber, a little nap, God's, you know, passing it over and again, putting us into our day.
So Shina gets right into your eyes. But Tnuma just hits your eyelids.
Yeah. Something like that. On another level, Tnuma is like, I mean, it reminds you of like Targema when Adam was like cut off and like had a deep slumber. Then maybe that would be Targema, not Tnuma.
Yeah, this is just very light nap.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me that waking up moment, that's what we're thanking God for, that ability to wake up.
And that's again a raya that Yayef is not about that, because we've got a bracha that then goes on about it.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's connected to it, but it's not exactly. Okay.
And this was originally there's a whole thing about this, isn't it? Not
yeah.
To say amen there.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're unclear if this seems to be a bracha ruha, and it's all one big bracha. Like Ashayatza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So therefore, many people don't say amen.
What you say when you say many people don't? You mean some people do?
I'm trying to remember. I think there are those who say. No, I think you're right. Nobody does. That the only shaila is, does the chazan say it? Because on the one hand, you should say it because it's part of it. But on the other hand, saying it implies like it's a separate thing to the Yeratzon, really it's all part of it. And we don't want people to say Amin and assume it's a separate bracha.
That's why the Chazan says it quietly?
Either doesn't say it at all, or some people say it, but very often he doesn't say it at all because he doesn't want people to say Amin at the wrong place.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, interesting. V'yiratzonu fanecha Hashem lakinu lakevotinu. May it be your ratzon before you. Meaning, may it be your desire, so to speak, from before you. Whatever that means exactly. Shetargilinu betaratecha. Love that line. Beautiful.
Make it become ragil.
Right, that it should be
like
normal.
Normal? Not regular.
Regular.
Did you cast the master stuff?
Meaning that the Torah should be. Well, there's a lot of different ways to look at it.
I thought it was more that we have like fixed times for it.
Ah, ragil, like kfiyut. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. I never heard that, but I like that. It's good. What I've seen a lot of the rabbis talk about this idea that, and Shlomo talks about this, the Torah should be natural.
Right.
I mean, Shlomo Sefer on Rav Kook on Orot HaTshuvah, he goes on and on and on about how, you know, a Jew just naturally should love Torah and Mitzvot. It's a targilinu.
Right, to make it just like a regular, natural
like,
thing.
Right. In fact, if it was putting a shkacha, one of my guys was asking me a question about that, and I quoted this. I said, he was trying to say, like, the reason I should, you know, help a person out is because it's the right thing to do. It shouldn't be some external thing telling me what to do. And the thing with the Torah is, it's like, I don't want to do it, but the Torah tells me to do it.
Right.
And I was telling him, no, that's the whole point. If this, our job is to switch, that the Torah should be targilenu. It should be normal. We should want to do the ratzon of the Torah.
Right.
So should targilenu Torah techa. We should not, or just it should be regular in our mouth. We're always talking Torah. It's just a natural way. It's like Rav Aaron sometimes talks about how he thinks it's a little silly when people get up and say like the Dvar Torah during the meal.
Right.
If it's like, you know, first we talk about the Bengals game and the football, and then, okay, we're throwing a Dvar Torah. And it's like, no, Torah should be our life. I would say, okay, better a Dvar Torah than nothing, and like, hopefully they'll get it to that level. I'm also with Rav Aaron on that one, for sure. For sure we should try to try that. All of our speech should be Torah, for sure.
No, not that it always be.
Not all. Oh, well, everything should have a Torah orientation.
Yeah, it's always got an orientation.
Truth is, it's like the halach of Asher Yatzar, of why is there never a hefsek by Birkat HaTorah? Because even when you go to the bathroom, you always go to the bathroom in a Torah dick away, right? So you're always kind of involved in Torah. The truth is, every time you speak, you have to be in a Torah dick away, because otherwise you're just filled with Bit HaTorah and Lashon Hara. It's just natural. It's the only way, you know, to speak is through Torah. Shetargilinu b'Torahtech, in your Torah. Okay, keep going.
Ken Yitzhak Sefer.
Now, what does that mean?
Hang on, we had this, what was on our Torah, Brocha?
We don't talk about Dibuk in the mitzvah.
We said, last sock with the very Torah.
Right.
We had last sock.
Right, we talked about that. Here's the Hargil.
Yodesh Mechad Lomde Torah Techa. That was, so that was Lasok and Lomde. Yodesh and Lomde. And here we got Hargilin Torah Techa. Now this is the Vekas Mitzvah Sefer.
Right. It's interesting. Why is Mitzvah specifically connected to the Vekas? I'm thinking, where do we first encounter the Vekas? Adam.
Oh, really?
Adam and Chava v'davek v'davak v'ishtecha. It's very physical.
Leave your parents? Or what?
You leave your parents and you attach yourself to your wife. Exactly. Mm. But your wife is a very physical and emotional connection, hopefully. So the point is, mitzvahs are more tangible, more physical. You're wearing that tefillin, you're feeling that connection with Hashem, whereas learning Torah, it's all intellectual. So maybe the Vekas is more shaykh to mitzvahs.
No, the Vekas is equally shaykh to Torah.
You're right. I mean, Torah is a mitzvah.
That's the problem. People learn it intellectual, and that's why they learn it wrong.
You're right. But the primary... But it's missing the physical component. The full physical. I don't mean no physical. I mean, speaking it out. That's why speaking out Torah is so important. And thinking it and getting your heart involved all are amazing. But you can't physically touch it and surround it upon you in the same way as a mitzvah.
Yeah, but there's some mitzvahs like Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, which are also non-tangible mitzvahs.
Sure. That's true.
Dabkeinu mitzvah secha. But it's not dabkeinu v'cha b'mitzvah secha, it's dabkeinu mitzvah secha.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Look, beautiful language. Like, we should be stuck to the mitzvah.
It's not stuck to Hashem, the Vekas Hashem, through the mitzvah. It's Vekas to the mitzvah. It's like really attached.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some people criticize, they say, are you married to God or are you married to the halach? You know?
Right.
It is an interesting, like, truth is sometimes we are married to halacha, and we know it's for Hashem, but, you know, like, I know, let's say very often I feel like I'm not really in the mood to go down with the minyan. But, and I know my connection with Hashem, so to speak, would be stronger just davening on my own, but I'm dovek to the mitzvah, to halacha. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm committed. It doesn't make a difference what I'm feeling right now. So there isn't that in. It's cool. All the same themes are coming up. I was giving a shiur about dveikus today to my students, and it was interesting. It's so easy to talk about it when you're like, when people are in the system. Why are all of life's about dveikus? For me, it really is. All of Chassidus to me is all about dveikus. But when someone doesn't buy into that as an assumption, to convince them that the purpose of life is dveikus, it's a really challenging thing. You know?
Listening to Rav Moshe Weinberger's shit last night. Psh. His introduction to the Baal Shem Tov and what was the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov. That was the
I was also listening to Moshe Weinberger's shir yesterday, but the different Moshe Weinberger.
That's what I was listening to.
I was listening to Moshe Weinberg. You were listening to.
Oh, you were listening to Moshe Weinberg.
Yeah, he was at my yeshiva yesterday.
Hang on, Rav Moshe Weinberger.
Rav Davidol's brother, I don't know.
Eish Kodesh.
No.
Oh.
There's another famous from Moshe Weinberg from Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw him today on the way to the old city. He said hi.
No, because I thought Rav Moshe Weinberger was meant to be, someone told me he was meant to be knocking around here at some point. Undercover.
Cool.
As if he can go undercover.
It's fine.
Shatari Lein Basara Secha. So you're saying it's just like it should be natural to us, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing maybe, but it's not. Not targeting the mitzvah secha. Davkeinu mitzvah secha.
Well, you could also say through your mitzvah. Davkeinu b'mitzvah techa could mean also through your mitzvah I should do dveikus to you. But
okay.
The other way of looking at this, what you're saying is devek in the mitzvah.
Then I was Rav Schwab there. You got anything on this?
I don't believe he talked about I didn't see anything in Davkeinu mitzvah techa. It could be though. I didn't check Tali Oiras. He usually has something in everything. I wonder what he says. Shetargilim Tzavadacha. Yeah, everyone has a lot to say about Targilim Tzavadacha. Let's see what Davkinim Tzavadacha. Okay, it's a nice Hasidic word that it should be. People Hasidim said, wait, Ragil means it's like boring. It's like it has to be true. And then the Admar of. From Gur says no, just the same like food. It's like you eat three times a day, but you're still excited every time.
Right.
So, Tahinu shlasvatam ba'avag dola ad shetit ba'dapik dushat nafshinu beruchnius of mitzvahs. Our soul should mamash attach to the ruchnius of the mitzvah. Vechemoshen emar v'dav kan nafshi acharecha. My soul has attached after you. We're attaching to the soul of the mitzvah.
Perhaps because actually Torah is just easier to get to Vegas to Hashemi. There's no chiddush in that.
I hope everyone feels that way.
No, but that would be, I'm not saying that's where we are in our generation, but that's like, you know, that's just a given.
Right.
But when you're doing like, you know, what the Vegas when you're, I don't know, not having a cheeseburger.
Right, or... I don't know. Yeah, even doing a ben adam l'chaveru, it's a good thing to do. But do I feel like davuk to Hashem?
Right.
You know, pick up.
You take on Shabbos. You wait till you've got the fish in your mouth before you take the bone out. Do you feel vacus in that?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Etzem asiyat ma'isa mitzvah tluya bebechirat adam. לעומת זאת, הקדושה מושפעת ונמשכת ממנו אל האדם, זוהי מתנת השם יתברך. אגן מוסיבים עליו כאש מדבקינו. What the Siach Yitzchak is saying is that the holiness and the shefa which comes onto a person is a gift from God. And so you need to pray for to get that dveikus. But I really like what the best pshat we gave of Dabkin, that we should be attached to the mitzvah itself. Like, you know? I love it. It's cool, right? Like, we say this our whole lives, but like, okay. Have we ever thought about Dabkinu Mitzvadech?
Okay.
That makes sense? It's kind of like our introduction to the day. By the way, this actually I do believe is rooted in the Gemara, but it's like the different personal tefillot of Rebbe and others, and it was like stuck together as one.
And what's fascinating, you say it's an introduction to the day, because as I was walking up here, I was thinking about Rabbi Niven, Aryeh Niven, on his like Chabura.
Mm-hmm.
And he says one of the things is you need constant reminders of the things that are important to you to bring it into your consciousness. You can't, if you just say, yeah, I've learned that and I know about it, it doesn't work. You
right.
have to like constantly mm-hmm. bring things back, and like every day you have to repeat things and find out what's your purpose and what's your focus and this, mm-hmm. and this. And you say it's like the introduction to the day, and it's like, you know. Okay, so what do we want today?
Right.
Tav your name is Zorazacha. Tav Kenya Tzasecha. I'll to the end of the day. Hey, we have to say it and remind ourselves that's what we're kind of where we're at.
Yeah.
And every day, because we forget otherwise.
Yeah. Vilvavi Mishkan Evne, also, all the time, constantly saying the same things.
Yeah.
He has a whole, like, program about, he said, you, for example, every 15 minutes, you have to take a piece of paper out. It says, the purpose of my life is to make a special.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing. There's all these different, like, you know, tips. And it's so true. If you don't, and even that, even if you're doing that to really mean it and really live by it, it's...
Right.
But yeah, you definitely need to do that. And that's I have such a hard time getting that over to my students. And like, I asked them, like, what do you think about this idea of Dvekas? And they're like, yeah, we've heard it a million times. And I'm like, well, do you live it? And they're like, no. So then what's the point? You know, because you need to hear it a million times. To you know. All right, anyways. So with the kingdom mitzvah. So don't bring us, not the chet.
Literally, the term lidei means into the hands of, a synonym for power.
Mm.
The power of chet.
Yeah, okay. It's true. Sometimes you're in a moment, you're just like overpowered. I feel it this the most by like food. I mean, a lot of things, but like I feel it most palpably when like, I don't know, you're like, this happens to me sometimes. I tell myself, okay, no, I'm not supposed to have sugar during the week, but like it's gonna go bad if I don't drink it a little bit. So like, I'm not gonna have a whole thing, obviously. I'm just gonna have a little sip. And then I just find myself like, being overpowered. I'm like, I just chugged the whole iced coffee, whatever. And it's like, whatever. It's overpowered. If it was a sin, mamish, then I would overpower it. But it's like those in-between zones, it can mamish overpower me.
What is it? Sanctify yourself with the things that are permitted? Who says that?
Kadeshli b'motar lecha.
Yeah, is that Ramban? Yeah.
All right, Bezrat Hashem.
Lolly day, Avera Avon. Chet, Avera, and Avon.
Oh, so what's the difference? So I saw, I'm sure every sefer has a different take, but what I saw is Chet is like missing the mark, but it's not on purpose.
Right.
Avera is a transgression, maybe even like a. Wonder if one might be like a positive mitzvah you missed, like you know, you didn't put on tefillin. Another might be like a lotase. And I've seen avon is like avat, which is like totally twisted.
Correct.
Where you can like justify anything.
Liberal.
Yeah, which is mezid. I think Big Martin Yoma says that avon equals be mezid.
I thought you might say peshak, like on Yom Kippur, chatiti, was it?
Yeah,
Khatati
Pashati. Right. So whatever each one is, the point is we don't want any of that.
Yeah.
And one probably leads to the next, I'm guessing.
Loaded day in the sun. That's very cool.
Okay, we don't want to test.
Yeah, that's definitely not a good thing. Right. Probably the men have got in trouble on that.
Right, exactly. So we're saying we're good. Even though Avram Vino, you know, that's why he became great, because he overcame his challenges, but he didn't ask for it.
That's it.
And that's such a deep thing. If you ask for the test, then you're going to fail. But if you don't ask for it, then you've had a chance.
Yeah. isn't arrogance, isn't it? If you ask for it, so you fail before you start.
Right. And also, nisayon is to raise you up, but... Nes of Yavan.
Hmm.
The miracle of the Greeks is test. A Greek miracle is a test. I don't know. A lot to think about there. Not sure.
Mm.
A Greek banner is to be tested. It's like the Olympics.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Veloli de Vizion. Not to be disgraced.
Okay.
When you sin. And so I read a scary Gemara that says that with the sin you do in private, Hashem is going to bring it out in public.
Ready?
Yeah. Do I notice that? Shalom. So we don't want any of that.
How can you be here if you're...
No, because I go somewhere else.
But there's a picture of you on Facebook as well.
I'm recording it.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah.
People know.
Talk
about it. All right, so we're in the middle of Birchas HaShachar. We're talking about, we don't want a test. We don't want embarrassment. And embarrassment comes when you fail a test. Bizayon. Like Esav, Vayivezet HaBachora. Like when he didn't want it. He like almost disrespected it. He was disgusted by it.
Bizayon is when we do an
Aveira,
you're saying, yeah?
Yeah. Baz of Yavon. Nisayon.
Well, here it seems to say into Paris scorn. Is that?
Yeah, you could. Baz sometimes doesn't mean scorn, but normally Bizayon is translated as when you're embarrassed, like Busha.
Embarrassment, huh?
Embarrassment.
Yeah, but is that embarrassment from doing an Aveira, or is it just like, you know, you don't want to be.
Generally, yes, but
generally,
the sense of a Zechariah is a different thing. It's nothing to do with if you did good or not. But there was an incident.
Yeah. Were you done? Sorry?
No, you say that the example of Yerushalayim as a prayer, it's not always that meaning.
Right, there it could be more like scorned. But Bizayon, I think in Talmudic, is more like Busha. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Busha from doing the Veir.
Yeah.
As opposed to just someone, you know, you're on the bus and...
I think they're, yeah.
Or between you and God, or between you and people.
Right, but either way, it's something. Think about it, like, I don't know, for you, for me, when I'm embarrassed is when I bear a degree of guilt, and it's like, that, you know, when something happens, or whatever, it happens, like, it's human, but like, when it's revealed your flaw, then that's really what hurts. So, Va'al tashlit banu yetzer hara. So whatever that Yetzer Hara thing is, it should not rule over us. We're not saying we shouldn't have Yetzer Hara.
The first time I see that, it says Val Tashlet. Usually you say Val Tashlet.
What's that mean?
I see the word different.
What's that different?
I think others can just say, or it's a mistake, or it's a different...
But the meaning is the same.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have Shlita over us. I mean, it's going to be there. We're not even expecting to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. It's always going to be there. But we just don't want it to like totally rule over us.
And it's like, hang on.
It's how the Alter Rebbe explains the difference between the animal soul and the godly soul. So it's always there. The only question is who leads.
Who's in charge? Yeah.
And there's Moshe and there's Melech. And this is Shalek, which is, I don't know what it means, but it probably, like, you know, it's just like you're saying, compulsion. You know, it just rules us.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop the iced coffee.
Right. Whatever that
means. Don't have the first sip, that's the solution.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
You're saying, Hershey, don't have the first sip of the iced coffee.
The first sip?
Yeah, don't have it.
Yeah, true.
Once you've had the first
sip. Easier.
So, what should I do? I should just wait?
Just wait. Until Mashiach comes.
It says that when someone holds back, when he has like a, wants to eat and he holds back for a minute, doesn't eat, it's just, pay dalatanes and something like this. Some powerful thing. I don't remember exactly what, but some very powerful one.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't it
holding
the end? What about the end? There's leave a bit of food at the end.
That's a harder. Different thing.
That's harder.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. It also says that you should.
Oh, same about it.
Because here, you hold back, but you know you're going to be able to, like, you know, devour the whole plate of food. And all right, I'll wait 15 seconds. Okay, now you can like pounce and eat the whole thing. But you're completely in it. It's like what you're saying, you know. You come back, oh, I'm going to leave the bottom quarter of the iced coffee. That's like, you know, you're already in there.
No, I see totally the other way around. Totally the other way around. Because sometimes you're eating something and you're full already. You manage to eat the whole thing.
Okay, but that's not necessarily
the
scenario.
Yeah, you have like a full plate, you ate so many things. Okay, so you leave over the truck, fine.
No, this is not, when you start, this is not eating so many things that you're stuffed. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen people drink coffee and they're leaving over the last, they always leave over something in the cup. Like coffee. Not too much. Yeah, my coffee.
Yeah. I don't know. My trick actually is when I do it is Dafka. I have the Shabbos rule. So not always relevant, but it's like, well, I'll put it aside for Shabbos, and then that way I can overcome my Yetzer Hara. Right. And then by the time Shabbos comes, often like whatever, I don't need it anymore.
Cold iced coffee from like
right. It's like, you know, it's okay. I can survive. Or like the Bereka. You know, that
fresh bread on Sunday morning.
Right. You're gonna purposely leave over some food or some good thing for Shabbos in order to break the Yetzirah during the week.
Yeah, I'm not saying I always do it. I'm saying sometimes. When I succeed, that's what I try. You know, that's me avoid it. No, because the truth is, I really do believe intellectually, like the Tivo Chalam always talks about and. And a lot of Hasidics for him talk about the idea that every pleasure you have that's not a mitzvah, it's bringing you farther from God. It's either bringing you closer or farther. There's no in between.
Sure.
So either that bite is like you're hungry and therefore it's an amazing way of getting connected to Hashem through that bracha and the deliciousness and wow everything. Or you're already at the point where like you're full and at that point. It's only bringing you farther away from Hashem. Except maybe Shabbos Kodesh to a certain extent. That's what I believe. Does that mean I live by that? No. Don't get me wrong. But that's what I believe.
Oh, beautiful. Was a story with just a small thing. The Skrelevskam from Rabban Skrelev Square next to Martin. So after the war, someone brought him. They took him around 4 hours with a train. Brought him out. 4 days away from, yeah, 4 days. It was a fire, it was the kettles, and they pushed in everybody in the kettle. It was fire underneath, and only 8 people made it out. It was a small child from eight days old, and the previous career was also one of the 8. And he came out, he asked for water, and some brought him 1 cup of water. The chapel, 1 cup of water, and then asked for another one. And then he said his whole life he regretted why he drank this second cup. Fourth cup, it's kuch nefesh. The second cup, he didn't need it. He regretted his whole life why he drank the second cup of water. So,
yeah. Give out there on a different
way. Yeah, we're not on that level. Yeah. Think, like to understand what's all about. Yeah.
No, it seems similar to not that dramatic. You know, Rebbe's, I think the Bava, different bands, they didn't have a back on their chairs, or someone gave them like a rocking chair, and they're just like, I don't, what's the point? I mean, they're learning or I'm sleeping. Like, why would I need anything else in between?
It's great.
Yeah. We're not there, but that's exactly what our generation needs.
Please to appreciate and to understand that, wow, such a levi, we can be such a level.
Yeah. No, I actually think that's the avoda that we need. That's the tikkun for our generation. That's what I think. I think when someone's able to do that, the truth is, people look around and they're in a state of like, wow. And like, he has a certain There's a certain mysterious nefesh that comes with that, to not indulge in this crazy world of endless physical pleasures, to just be like, no, only Hashem. And I feel like then you can taste the sweetness of Torah, when you're not tasting everything else also. And I think that's our generation's problem. There's so much other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, off topic, but that's important. Okay. And it goes far from a bad person. Not just that you shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't interact with them. We don't even be close to a bad person. And from a bad friend.
I guess it has to say even from a bad person and from a bad friend. Because bad friend is also included in bad person.
La davka.
That's the thing.
Right, unless it could be he's not a bad person, he's just
but a for him, for this particular thing, is a bad thing.
It's not. He
could be the best cover, but if he has a bad influence,
right?
So, or the other way around.
Yeah.
They say, be aware of your friends more than your enemies.
Yeah. So we're davening this, and we don't want to.
So he's still a chaver.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's still a chaver.
Is a chaver or no?
Yeah, why not? It's like
you have to give away. So.
Maybe as you said that he makes himself as if he's a friend. He acts like a friend, but he's really not a friend.
Is it that he's bad for you, or is that he's bad?
I think we're saying he's bad for you. We're saying he's not an Adam Ra, because we already have a category of an Adam Ra.
Right.
We're saying.
He's not a friend of everyone.
He could be. Could be someone who. It could be someone who, at some point in your life, you had a connection for whatever reason. So you're not going to say he's not my friend anymore, but for you, he's a bad influence.
Yeah.
Or not. But either way, we don't want. V'dabkeinu b'yetzer atov. Oh, we're back to the D book. We talked about dabkeinu mitzvotecha for a long time. And now we're saying we also want to attach ourselves to the yetzer atov. So what does that mean? Dveikus to the Yetzer HaTov.
Yetzer HaTov is the thoughts. Tav Kenim Mitzvotecha with the actions. Tav Kenim Yetzer HaTov is the thoughts.
It's the thoughts. Moshav HaDevamasa. That's interesting.
More than the thoughts, but the whole influence, the whole focus. Tav Kenim Yetzer HaTov.
With a Maisim Tovim, which are not mitzvahs, they're just Maisim Tovim, yeah?
I guess so.
Because we already had that Ken Mitzvah Secha.
Yeah, it's interesting, so why doesn't he say Maisim Tovim together with mitzvahs? Why is Maisim Tovim more?
Maisim Tovim, it seems to be something that's not formally a mitzvah, but if you're going the derech of the Yetzer Tov, you'll know like it's the right thing to do.
So not necessarily it's a mitzvah. So you'd rather say Masim Tov together with Yetzer Tov and not
mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the sense that it's the right thing to do, but it's not a mitzvah in terms of the formal 613 mitzvahs.
They're always going to say mitzvah Masim Tov, like this is
yeah. Kind of that's a good example. I don't know if I might ever. I mean, everything can be categorized, but like Masim Tov.
Good deeds.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's all chesed, no? I mean, chesed...
I mean, everything can be...
It could be both ways. No, not chesed. It's everything.
Maybe also just that the maises that you do should be tov, for the complete.
It doesn't say shalom, it says tov.
Okay, tov is also a level of completion.
Yeah?
I think. Rayala came into Oraki Tofu. Maisim with a lot of toif in them, a lot of light. Maisim toivim, v'chof et yitzreinu lishtabed lach. Oh, again. Force the Yetzer Hara to be subjugated to you. It's interesting because the Gemara says that we're asking God to do it for us. Gemara says that Kol Bitzei Shemayim Chutim Yiret Shemayim, that it's up to you, to us. But we're asking God to, like, do the work for us, so to speak. God, you take away our tahara. You subjugate it. I can't do it. You know? It's like
So what?
Okay. It's like Rav Shlomo says about in the Seder, you know how it says, Shvoch Hamadcha al Goyim? So Rav Shlomo says, how do you understand that? Send your wrath on the Goyim. He says, listen, God, you take out the garbage. I don't want to deal with it. So you know, I just gotta love. You take care of it. So maybe it's like, listen, I have Yatara, I like the iced coffee. It's too hard. You just do it.
I'm reading Rav Sutton's new book and he has something like, we say Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. So we're saying you do it. And he's got something where he says we do it.
Yeah.
And it's like the reality is that he does it all. I think what happens is he starts, we can't do it without his help, so he just like sprinkles a little bit of just a little bit to get us going.
Mm.
And that gives us like enough, what is it, what's the word, is it itaruta la
itaruta mila ila,
right? He gives us a little bit from above so then we can do our itaruta la tata from below. And that, you know, it kind of starts with him a little bit.
But it starts with us asking him.
No, I think it starts with him.
He has to give us the awakening to ask
him. Yeah, he gives us that little bit of ruts and even to get us moving.
And we have to get, we have to grab onto that moment though. This moment of awakening.
So why does say Chofetz Senu
twice?
After the upcoming Tatar, Chofetz has to be the opposite, no?
Plus, we already talked about this, to be honest. We said, now we're saying, seems like it's a bigger madriga. Not just, we don't want just Yitzhahara to be like not ruling over us. Now that we've done Maisim Toivim, we want it to be completely subjugated. It's like,
what does it mean Yitzhahara Maisim Toivim? You're doubling already in Yetzer Masim Torah. So obviously the Yetzer Torah does
not necessarily
whatever you want.
No, because sometimes you're doing a mice that's just Tov, but it's really the Yetzer Torah.
No, so you've got Dabkeinu B'Yetzer Tov, yeah? When there's a choice between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, Dabkeinu B'Yetzer Tov. Yeah, the Yetzer is still there. And Maisim Tovim, even though there's a choice, the Yetzer is still there. And then we say, and further than that, more than that, just get rid of the Yetzer
Hara. Yeah, kick it out.
Get rid of him. Comes to saying it doesn't mean get rid of him.
No,
but subjugate.
Kick it to the ground. It's on the floor. Like it doesn't even know. It's like, you know, when is Yetzer Hara? Like Yom Kippur. Like I'm in shul. Like I'm just not gonna, you know, do certain things. Yeah. So we want to like live in that reality. That, I think that's the main thing about going to Beis Medrash. You're basically, like, you know, how many terrible things can you do in a base matters? You know? You force yourself to be in that environment, the Yitzhar doesn't have much to say. No. Gotta convince our wives to move into the base matters. Just stay here all the time, never leave.
Although, with these bad boys, you get plenty of trouble.
No, get rid of those. None of those.
I don't take it to shore with me the past couple of weeks.
I also try, or at least I close the phone by down.
It's for me. It's almost too much. If it's there, it's just
You can leave it at home.
I think that's
not at least to close it. Not even to
but even when it's closed, it's close sort of like, you know, there's always something to do.
Yeah.
A message from someone, you know, there's always
2 hours
can wait, you know. Life can probably wait for 2 hours in the afternoon when I'm learning.
I sometimes even during the day, like I'm just like, okay, too much. I close the phone for an hour.
Yeah, I wish I could. Shabbos
Kodesh. You can remind me. You can remind me to try and leave the phone at home in the afternoon when I go learn.
You should put a picture of the phone here.
Thanks for sharing with me. So I'll have more strength to do the same.
Yeah.
Because like, at the beginning I did it like since I was in Shavuos and Mashmash, I had to come and impart myself that I'm gonna do it.
Mm.
But the last month I'm kind of struggling with it. It's like
You're a reminder every time we say Lishtabelach, Chofet Yitzin Lishtabelach, we can think about the iPhone. We should make a picture. Okay. Utnenu ayoyim uvachol yom, and give it today and every day. You know, tomorrow I'm also going to dive in, but whatever, we're throwing it in there. Lechin ulechesed ulerachamim.
So that's just a question to say, uvachol yom, because we've seen Talmud. So many times, like double the language, like say yeah. Over and over. Yeah. Expression.
Yeah, option. And all of the day also.
And what is it?
Oh, all of the day. It's kind of like, yeah.
Usneinu lechein. Why isn't it? Usneinu
chein. Utneinu chein. Utneinu yom. But it's not give us chein. It's give us that the day should have chein. Utneinu hayom. The chaim. No, not just this. Today, give us chaim. You know.
Chesed. So what's the number?
What's that lechaim? It's not give us grace. It's give us towards
in
grace.
In the direction. In the direction of chaim.
I guess so.
But that's not much of a. That's not much of a bracha. Go straight in. We ask for chaim. You know, we don't need to mess around with lechaim. You know.
It's the dick.
You know, yom achol yom lechaim.
Chayim v'chesed v'rachamim.
Maybe it's not towards. In. To chayim. Not towards. To. Lamed plus Lamed plus Lamed is Tzadik. That's what we're saying. We want to be a Tzadik. It's a good question, I'm not sure. Unenu l'chein al-chesed rachamim. Let's go just go by Pashtus. Chein is grace, like Esther found grace, like Yosef found grace. Shlomo always says there's two types of grace. There's chein, there's good grace and bad grace. Bad chayin, it starts out so good, and then it gets worse and worse and worse. And good chayin starts out okay, and the more you get to know, it gets better and better and better.
God willing, I'll have
bad chayin.
Amen.
What's the example? I have lots to say about chayin in 3 weeks when I finish my Hanukkah book.
Yeah.
Are you writing a book?
No, I'm reading. Rav Matis, every year I read it. I think this is the third year. It's amazing. Rav Matis Weinberg. Amazing.
Yeah, I gotta reread it. You ever go to Cheers? No, that's it. Too far. Chayin al chesed rachamim. So we should have chayin, which is just like, you know, grace. People just love us when they see us. And also chesed. That we should do chesed and rachamim. Rachamim is when you have mercy on a baby that doesn't deserve it. Like rechem wound. And chesed, we should just like want to do kindness to everyone. And everyone should want to do chesed towards us. God's giving us all of life is really chesed.
Oh, hang on. It's not usneinu chein chesed rachamim. It's beinecha.
Right, lechein chesed rachamim.
It's not usneinu chesed.
And today should be for. Be-necha. It should be grace and kindness and mercy in your eyes.
Yeah, it's give us to that in your eyes. It's not giving us the actual kind of.
It's saying we're.
It's not give us chesed.
No.
It's saying chesed in your eyes.
That we should have chesed.
That God should consider it as if we did a chesed. That God should consider it as if.
No, we should have chesed in your eyes. One of this.
Yeah, it might be grammatical. No, it might be grammar. I don't know. You know, I don't know how Hebrew works.
With your eyes, if we take the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll be able to do chen and chesed rach.
Wow, that's a.
It's Rosh Shlomo.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah. Ve'ne kol re'enu. and in the eyes of everyone. I think it's saying that we, everyone who sees us and Hashem, should think of us as Chin Chesed Rachman, whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever you touch, whatever you touch.
They should act towards us with Chin Chesed Rachman.
I really should give up. Okay, V'tigmalinu Chasadim Tovim, and everyone knows it's Chesed, and then there's Chasadim Tovim. Sometimes Hashem, it seems like it's good, but it's not really good. It should be really healthy. It should be really good for us. Baruch Atah Hashem, Agomel. Gomel, by the way, is a lashon of like milut, ligmol at the yellow. Pay off, gmul, but it's like to come to ripeness, like ligmol at the shkedim. It's maturity. So like veigamel at
the yellow. It's like the highest.
Gomel chasadim tovim l'am Yisrael. So no, it's not about me. We start off. So
whatever I asked is all about Am Yisrael.
It's funny.
It's about.
It's weird because it is all about me because like all the language is about me.
Yeah, but
then we end off.
Yeah, but even at the beginning, it's a plural. It's not singular. There's nothing over here singular. Everything is plural.
That's true. And we were talking, you missed it, we were talking a lot about how and Daniel of Koach seems to not be our suggestion. It's not about me being woken up in the morning. It's about we, the Jewish people, having the strength to go on in this big gullus.
Wow, who says that?
Ruf Schwab talks about it, but...
I thought the word was Ayef.
Wow.
I thought the word was Ayef, but it's not. It's Yayef.
Right.
Yeah, but it's Torah.
Yeah, but if you look in Yeshaya, it's a different. It's about spiritual tiredness, not just physical tiredness. And it's
Wow.
Hi.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is a beautiful bracha. Hashem Shemazaka has to say it every day with tefillah and kavana. Should live it. Hashem should bless us.
Amen. 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 I will not be participating next week.